Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Psalm 107 is a very interesting psalm because you keep seeing this repeated phrase, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." And what precedes that phrase is this expression, "Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses." You see that in verse 6. In verse 13, you see it again in verse 19. And then that's always followed by, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." Today, what we're going to do in the middle of this psalm that has men crying out to the Lord for trouble, in distresses, and then God doing something to deliver them with wonderful works because of His goodness, we want to look today at rebels against the words of God. Rebels against the words of God. In Psalm 107, verse 10 to 15, notice, verse 11 says, "Because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High." So these rebels, these that contemn the counsel of the Most High, found themselves in trouble from which they could cry unto the Lord and He would save them. Let's read the trouble they were in. Psalm 107, verse 10, "Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore He brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder." Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. So in this passage of Scripture, we're seeing among those who cry out to the Lord that there are rebels against the words of God. And under certain circumstances, there are some of the rebels who will cry out to the Lord in their trouble to be saved out of all their distresses. But what we need to see is we need to see what the distresses are. We need to see the trouble they find themselves in. What is it that leads them to cry out to the Lord? What is it that leads them to seek the goodness of God? What is it that leads them to desire the wonderful works to the children of men? What is it? You see, when men rebel against the words of the Lord, like you see here in Psalm 107, verse 11, and they contemn the counsel of the Most High, you know what happens? They find themselves in ever-increasing trouble. And I mean, once the trouble starts, it only gets worse with time. So what we're going to do in this broadcast is we're going to look at five things that happened to these rebels against the words of God, and then we're going to see what happens to them if they will cry out to God. Rebels against the words of God, first of all, become disoriented. Disoriented. Verse 10 says, "Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death." Disoriented. In other words, they don't know where they are. And that's because they are in darkness, and they are in the shadow of death. You see, when a man, listen, when a man rejects the light of the Word of God, when men reject the light of Jesus Christ, they are in darkness and they're in the shadow of death. If a man rejects the Lord Jesus Christ when he is presented with the opportunity to receive him as his Savior, the Bible says the wrath of God abideth on him. He is condemned already because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And you know what his problem is? He's in darkness. John 3:19 says, "This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." You see that? You think about sin, you think about men that commit sin, they oftentimes wait till night. They go to dark places like bars. They go into dark places like movie theaters. You see, these dark places are dark because they are symptomatic of the darkness of the heart of the people that go there. And the darkness that they experience is literal when you consider that they have rejected the light of God's words. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 19, "The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble." They don't. Listen, they cannot see where they're going because they don't have the light of the Word of God to light their path. And they don't have understanding. They can't see because they don't have the light of the world, who is Jesus Christ. They can't see where they're going. And they cannot see how to get out of the mess they're in. Listen, when you try to help somebody that's in darkness, they generally don't get it. They don't get what you're trying to do. They don't understand your help. Why? Because you're in the light and they're in the dark. And at this point where they are simply disoriented and they haven't begun to experience a greater weight from the problem of sin in their life, they despise your help. They're scorners. They'll fuss with you. They'll fight with you. They'll argue with you. It's because they don't understand. They're in the dark. You're in the light. And at this point, they still like being in the dark. They love darkness, John 3:19 says. Do you understand that? So for you to try to call them out when you see, for instance, a child that's heading in this direction, or a friend that's heading in the direction because he's rebelled against the Word of God and they're just simply disoriented, you're crying out, "Oh, you're so confused. Turn back." They're looking at you like you are crazy. I like where I am. I love the darkness. You see it? All right, now, a rebel against the Word of God becomes disoriented, but then rebels against the words of God go from being disoriented to being distressed. Psalm 107, verse 10, "Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death," watch it, "being bound in affliction and iron." Being bound in affliction and iron. They're distressed. And the reason is that they get bound by sin. They get bound by the world. They get bound by the devil. Sin will bind you. It'll put you in a bind. Proverbs chapter 5, and look with me at verse 22. Proverbs 5:22. And here's what you see. "His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins." You see that? See that distress, that binding in that affliction and iron? Here's a guy that goes out and he drinks casually. Now he's got to drink. He starts smoking casually. Now he's got to smoke. He starts taking recreational drugs. That's what they call them. Dope. And now he's got to take it. Why? Bound. He gets into pornography. Now he's got to look. He gets into sex, and now he's got to have it. What's the problem? Bound, holding with the cords of his sins. Now he's bound in affliction, bound in iron. Oh, it's holding on to him very tightly. Sin will do that to you. The world will do that to you. When you go back here to Exodus chapter 1, and you look at the Jews in Egypt, Exodus chapter 1, you see them in Egypt, and Egypt is a type of the world. And in Exodus chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. You turn your back on God and contemn the counsel of God. You rebel against the words of God. And I'm going to tell you what, life gets hard. The world clamps down on you. And listen, not only will sin hold you and the world hold you, but so will the devil. That Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 that when we're trying to help somebody get out of the trap they're in, then we got to be gentle with them. We got to be meek. And we've got to try to instruct them. And a lot of times they don't want instruction, as we've said. They may not want it until they've experienced all five of these things we're going to look at today. But in any case, watch it. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. See, that's the problem. They've turned their back. They've rebelled against the words of God. And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. So sin will hold you, the world will hold you, the devil will hold you. And you know the funny thing about it is, you'll find some men who are distressed. They're disoriented. They're in darkness. They love the darkness, but they are distressed. Work is hard. Life is hard. Marriage is hard. Kids are hard. Everything's hard. And yet, they will pride themselves on their distresses. I mean, there are men that actually think you are impressed because they're handling a heavy load, and handling that heavy load in their mind makes them seem tougher, macho, tough guy. And I'm going to tell you something. Listen, there are times when you have to tough it out in life. I understand that. But I'm telling you, a lot of times men are toughing it out simply because they have rebelled against the words of God. And when a man is toughing it out in life because he has rebelled against the words of God, and he contemns the counsel of the Most High, that's not impressive. You know what that is? It's foolishness. He's foolish. So the rebels against the words of God, first of all, become disoriented because they're walking in darkness. They don't know where they are. Secondly, they become distressed because now they are bound by the affliction of the world and the devil and the sin that they've been involved in. But that's not all. It goes worse from here. They go from being distressed to then being discouraged. Discouraged. Look at Psalm 107, verse 12. Therefore he, that's the Lord, brought down their heart with labor. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. You see what happens? They get discouraged. Why? Because their hearts are brought down with the labor of their sin. Listen, when you're discouraged, you lose your desire to fight. In Deuteronomy chapter 20, when Moses was giving instructions to Israel about who to choose to go into warfare and who not to choose, there were certain people that were exempted. If a man had built a new house but he hadn't occupied it, then he got a year reprieve before he had to go into battle. Or if he planted a vineyard and hadn't eaten of it, then he would get time off to, you know, return to his house and take care of that vineyard and eat the fruit of it. or if he was betrothed to a wife, then he could go home and take her, see. So another man wouldn't take her because he died in battle. But then look. In Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 8, the officer shall speak further unto the people, and they shall say, what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return unto his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. In other words, this guy is a guy that would become a chicken, fearful and faint-hearted in battle. He'd be discouraged, but because of his retreat, other men would become discouraged. So Moses said, we're not going to put these guys in the battle. You see, when you're discouraged, you lose your desire to fight. You become fearful. You become faint-hearted. And you know what happens when you rebel against the words of God and become disoriented, and then you become distressed? You know what happens? You get tired of fighting with your wife. You get tired of fighting with your kids. You get tired of fighting the job. You get tired of the rat race. You get tired of fighting with your employer. You get tired of fighting with everybody. And you know what happens? You get to the place where everything in your life starts going wrong. You're fighting with the lenders. You're fighting with the bankers. You're fighting with the IRS. You're fighting with the local tax authorities. Everything is a fight. You're fighting with law enforcement because you're in trouble. You see, the sin you've gotten yourself into, the darkness in which you walk, is now, you know what it's doing? It's tying you down in every capacity of your life. And you get discouraged. You're like, I can't take this anymore. And truly, when some people get that discouraged, you know what they do? They take their lives. Because everything is turned against them. And they didn't realize that there was a way out. And it started with, you know, what we're going to see in the remainder of this message, but it starts with recognizing, hey, I cannot rebel against the words of God. I've got to turn back to God. But you know what happens? A lot of times people just live a discouraged, depressed life with distress and disorientation. And you know what happens? It just gets worse. Rebels against the word of God go from being disoriented to being distressed, and from being distressed to being discouraged, and then from being discouraged to being defeated. Psalm 107, verse 12. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. Watch it. They fell down. They fell down. That's what happens. Life deals such a blow, you fall down and you just stay down. Now, listen, we all know what it is to fall down. A just man, the Bible says in Proverbs 24:16, a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. So we know what it is to fall down. A just man falleth down. And not just once, seven times. But he does rise again. When a rebel falls under the weight of his sin, when a rebel falls in bondage to the devil, when a rebel falls overwhelmed by the world, you know what happens? He just can't take it anymore. He's defeated. He's come to his wit's end, but that's not all. One more bad thing happens to rebels against the words of God. They go from being disoriented to distressed to discouraged to defeated, and then this, deserted. Deserted. Verse 12, therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down. Watch it. And there was none to help. Ooh. You know, it's one thing to be defeated and have somebody there by your side to say, you know, hey, let me encourage you. But I'm going to tell you what. This is how far down this desertion, this is how far down some men have to get before they will cry out to God. And I need to tell you something. When a man has gone through these four things until he's defeated, if you're in there stepping in every time helping him, you know what's going to happen? He will never get the help he needs. You remember the prodigal son? The prodigal son got down just like this. He was disoriented. He became distressed. He was discouraged. He was defeated. He had to go feed those hogs. But you know then what happened? There was no man to help him. Nobody. None of the harlots he ran with, none of the men that took his money for booze, none of the guys that would have taken his money for drugs in the modern day. Nobody was there to help him. He was all alone. And you know what? Sometimes a man just needs to find himself where he is all alone and nobody is going to help him. When that prodigal son got down that far, he remembered how life was back with his father. And he said, even the servants of my father have it better than I do. And he knew that if he would reconcile to God, which he did, because he said, I've sinned against heaven, and he would reconcile with his father, which he did, because they said, I've sinned against you. He knew that his father would not abandon him. And I'm going to tell you something. Neither will the Lord abandon you. I don't know where you are with this today. I don't know if you're just simply disoriented and distressed. You find yourself held now with your sins. I don't know if you've gone further and now you're discouraged, so much so that you've given up the fight and now you're defeated. But you're not deserted. Maybe there's not another man on this earth that'll help you, but the Lord will. He will not abandon you. Now listen. Pretty depressing going through this passage of Scripture until you get to where we are now. If, when people get this beat up with sin, they will cry out to the Lord, God will save them out of their distresses. Perhaps you've got a child, perhaps you've got a friend, perhaps you have a spouse that's this down. I'm going to tell you something. You have found yourself incapable of helping them. Then I'll tell you what you need to do. Back away and cry out to God on their behalf. And if they will cry out to God on their behalf, when they find out that they've been deserted, the Lord's going to help them. Verse 13, Psalm 107. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. He brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Did you see that? He brought them out of darkness. Why? The light of the Word of God will do that. The light of Jesus Christ will do that. He brought them out of the shadow of death. It didn't kill them. And he brake their bands in sunder. How many times have I heard people say, you know, I got to the end of my rope and I cried out to God, and Jesus Christ saved me, and he delivered me from the thing that had me in bondage. Men have been freed from alcohol, from drug addiction, from a variety of other kinds of sins. I just mentioned those two because they're so common. And they found their help in the Lord Jesus Christ. And once they had the light of God's words and the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, they were no longer disoriented. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, the Bible says. Any man I've ever seen that got saved and started reading that Bible had light to turn his life around. And whereas they were distressed before because they were held in bondage, they're now like the Jews out in the wilderness, being led by the Lord God and having needs supplied. You know, the Jews out in the wilderness didn't have much, but they had food, they had water, and they had their families, and they had protection, and they had the provision of God and the fellowship with the Lord. And I'm telling you what, the Lord says in the New Testament, if you have food and raiment, see, you've got this salvation, oh, you got all you need to be content. And they were no longer discouraged because Pharaoh had been destroyed, and they certainly were not defeated because they had been freed, and they were not deserted because God was going with them. And I've seen people report in their own salvation exactly the same thing that you're reading in this psalm. God got them in the light and took away the bondage of their sin and encouraged them in the Lord like David encouraged himself in the Lord. And they won the victory because faith is the victory. And they found themselves with the Lord God in great fellowship, and they were not alone. Listen. when you find yourself at the end of your rope and then you turn to the Lord God and quit rebelling against the words of God and He delivers you, you will have plenty for which to praise the Lord. And if this is where you are, then all you need to do is cry out to the Lord for help and cry out to the Lord for salvation. Listen, I don't know. I can't see you. So I don't know which you are. I don't know if you're the poor fellow who has rebelled against the words of God and now you need to get back to God. Or if you're the poor friend or spouse or parent of the wayward child who needs to get back to God. But I'm going to tell you something. God is there to help you. If you are disoriented, distressed, discouraged, defeated, and deserted, turn to the Lord God now and cry out to Jesus Christ for salvation now. And then get in that Bible right away. Get a King James Bible. Get in it right away and begin reading and saturating the words of the Psalms and of the Proverbs and of the New Testament. And when you've done those, read in the Old Testament and see how God time and time and time again delivered Israel when they had turned their backs on Him. God will help you. And then if you're the parent of a wayward child or the spouse of a wayward spouse or the friend of a wayward person, let me just say this. Your friend may have to go down a lot further than he or she has already gone. If they're simply discouraged now, they may need to be defeated. And if they get defeated, they may need to be deserted. You say, well, I could never leave my friend. I could never stand that. You wouldn't be leaving them, not if you're crying out to God on their behalf. Listen, if you throw a pillow down every time they fall, they're never going to feel the weight of the sin. And they're never going to turn to God. They're going to always turn to you. And you can't fix them. Only God can. You may need to let that child just hit the rock bottom, as you've heard said before. And when he does, or when she does, if she'll turn to God or he'll turn to God, the Lord Jesus Christ will be right there to save and help them. And I pray to God that he will. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.